Right, so Dr. Bell actually got some of these thermal system vast infectum isolates from the cottonseed, imported into California from Australia. And he did a number of pathogenic tests and vegetative compatibility grouping experiments and found out it's very interesting and seems like they are very, very, I mean, like I say, dangerous, potential dangers to the U.S. cotton production. So what I'm trying to do is trying to do some molecular characterization, see where these isolates stand versus Australian biotype and the U.S. isolates. So as we have seen several speakers yesterday and in the cotton improvement section, and Rebecca just talked about it, this Psarium oxysporum vast infectum seems like it's posing continuous threat to the cotton production, even worldwide, I guess. And one example is this race 4 in the California. And as she mentioned, we see that it's also like it's a non-nematode, like say, does not require nematode to have cause infections. And of course, the one I'm interested in is the new FOB biotypes found in Australia. And at the beginning, this isolate seems like quite similar to the U.S. Race 1 isolates in that it attacks both the upland cotton and Pima, Barbadoes cottons. But later, pathogenic test and VCG group or other kind of molecular test indicate that this is quite distinct group and very devastating, in the, at least in Australia, and we haven't found in this U.S. yet. So anyway, so pathogenicity-wise, this isolate is quite distinct from the American FOB isolates in that they cause wilt in the root, deep assays, but not in the stem puncture inoculations. And as I said, they does not require nematode too. So we have race 4 and this Australia isolates. And another thing is also race 3 isolates is also kind of does not need to require nematode to cause serious damages. So keep in mind that race 3. And so now this pathogen in the Australian pathogen, like say, despite the stringent control measures, it's infected the 6 out of 10 cotton production area. So it seems like a bad, very, very serious threat to U.S. cotton production, especially in the alkaline, like clay soil, like from Texas to California. So that's around like a 2000 and 2001 and 2002. There are several shiploads of cottonseed imported from Australia into California. So actually, Dr. Bell isolated 17 out of 17,000 seeds, these oxysporum isolates. And most of these has the pathogenicity very similar to the Australian biotypes, and especially one of them is very similar to the original Kochman's, what's the Australian biotype in the pathogenicity-wise. So my objective is trying to use these gene sequence based on the elongation factor and phosphate permease and the beta tubulin and mating type genes to see where it's how it's genetically related to the U.S. and Australian biotype isolates. So here is some of the sequence I got from the database publicly available, and here is a type cultures representing different races: race 1, race 6, 2, something like that. And here is Australian biotypes, basically all these are Mike Davis data. And here is a California race 4 and the California race 3 and race 11. And so here is all the Bell's isolates, 17 of them. I grouped in the 4 or 5 different groups, and because the sequence similarity-wise, all these 10 isolates had identical sequence. So the same with these 4 isolates here. And here is original Kochman's Australian biotype isolates. And I also included 2 U.S. race 1 isolates. And that race 1 isolates also it had the exact the same sequence similarity and grouped them together. So here is the phylogeny tree here. So we see race 1, race 8, race 4, and race 3, and Australian biotype kind of delineated the very nicely clustered into different races. And the race 1 lineage have this include 1, 6, 2 races. And our, let's see, the race 1 isolates, US race 1 isolates, of course it's nicely belong to the race 1 where it should belong. And one of the isolates, Australian seed isolates number 23, also belong to the race 1 isolates. And remember, on the, was the VCG wise, this is that's not compatible with this US race 1. And also, it belongs to the different mating types, as I will show you later. And the next is, we also see the majority of the cottonseed isolates is belonging to the race 3 lineage. And with this one is this is the most interesting to us. This isolate, number 14, is actually compatible with the Australian biotype, this over here, Kochmann's isolates, vegetatively compatible to that one. And however, it belongs to a different mating type than these guys. And the majority of the isolates, 11 of them, is also race 3, is formed one vegetative compatible groups. And I also like to mention that this is Mike Davis, the race 3 isolates in the California. And these two have very similar sequences, but as I will show you, they also belong to the different mating types. So that's quite interesting. And of course, here is Australian biotypes here, and it matches Mike Davis's Australian biotype 16. They have exactly the same sequence. And the four isolates, so this is really, really distantly related to everything else, and I'm wondering even I should call, put into the vas infectum forma specialis. So because this is so different, and then I just use an elongation factor sequence, did some blast search, and trying from the top hit, I tried to look for some of the isolates associated with Australian. Indeed, I found three Australia, some of three isolates associated with soils of Australian wild cotton species, all in the Australian cotton field. So we do see these. We do see these are quite nicely clustered into one group here. And here is the mating type genes based on the mating the tree based on the mating type genes, and all these isolates belong to the mating type 1. And as we see, the topology is basically the same as the agrees with the based on the other three genes. And we see here nicely raised three isolates from here to here. Okay, so one of the things, California isolates is also very similar to the that's actually a tomato isolates, forma specialis of Lycopersici. So that's quite interesting. And then, the majority of the race 3 lineage isolates from the cottonseed is in this group. And then we have race 4, and then another one is also this mating type 2 in the race 1 seed isolates. Is quite distant related than the other guys. Then, of course, we have Kochmann's original biotype isolates. It's quite further away from that one. And I only have a few isolates belonging to the mating type 2, that's opposite mating type. And as we see, this is the other California isolates. And it's also quite similar to the sequences of the oxysporum. Forma specialis Lycopersici, which is a tomato isolates. So, and because I don't have too many representative race types into here, so seems like this right now this race 3 isolates is more closely related to the what's this, race one, American race one isolates. But as I put more, maybe find some more isolates into this, this is going to change because we have only limited isolates. And of course, the seed group for one isolates four of them, it's quite distantly related to the everything else as expected. So as I see, the in like say, a lot of times the indel information is not accurately represented in the phylogenetic analysis. A lot of time you simply just drop them off, and even you want to include them, you have a lot of problems with the weighting and how many deletions, how you count them, those things. So I just put them in the separate, analyze those. And some of the information are congruent, so I just neglected those. And only those in there shared by at least two groups of the isolates are discussed below, because that's only you're trying to associate different groups by that way. So at the position, only elongation factor had the informative information given here. And at the position 295, we have this race 3 isolates has the one insertion. And at the same position, we have two base insertions for this Austrian seed 1 groups. So that indicates some of this Austrian seed 14 and this Austrian seed 1 and race 3 is kind of all connected. And at the this position 332, we have the Australian biotype isolates has one, and then identical insertions at this seed one groups. So that also indicates seed one group and this Australian biotype isolates are very closely related. And then at this, we have three base deletions at this these positions, and we have for the Australian biotypes. However, we had to act the same position. We have two base deletions for the Australian seed 14 isolates. So that's closely relating these to Australian, this race 3 Australian seed 14 isolates to these, the rest of the Australian biotype isolates. And of course, this seed 1 group had 16 base deletions on that same position. So one of the important messages here is that Australian seed isolates has the evolutionary connection to these Australian biotypes. And these are not randomly I picked up the information. This is all the deletion information I got out of this from this sequence. And summarizing all these complex relationships, as see, this Australian seed isolates belong to the race 3. And it's disease-wise, it can cause it's as aggressive as Australian biotype isolates, and it's also vegetatively compatible with the Australian biotype isolates. However, they belong to the different mating type and different races. And then we have, even in the Australian seed isolates, the majority of the isolates is belong to the race 3, but it's on the different mating type than this Australian seed 14 isolates. And finally, we have this Australian seed 23 race 1 isolates. However, this is also belong to the opposite mating type than the U.S. race 1 isolates, so that kind of difference is also showing up there. And as I also mentioned previously, the California race 3 isolates, CA11 and CA3 also belong to the different mating types. So you can see the very, very complex picture here. And so summarizing all this, what we get out of this is that both mating types are present in Bell's seed isolates, including those belonging to the same race lineage. And the most aggressive of Bell's seed isolates, that is Australian seed isolate number 14, belong to the race 3 lineage based on these three gene partial sequences. And in their analysis of the elongation factor, 1 alpha gene reveals a close evolutionary relationship between the Australian seed 14, which is race 3 isolates, and Australian biotypes. And the Australian seed 14 isolate belong to the same VCZ as the Koopmans Australian biotype isolates, and it displayed the similar pathogenicity, although it belonged to the different mating types. And the race 3 isolates favors alkaline clay soil and does not require nematode, as I mentioned before. And so is true for the Australian biotypes and these Australian seed isolates. So what we say is the Australian seed isolates may present threat to the U.S. cotton industry. And another thing I tried to mention is, according to that 0.1% recovery rate, the several shiploads of the cotton seeds represent a tremendous amount of infected cotton seed. I mean, you can calculate almost astronomical inoculum introduced into this country. And we don't know that the fate of those isolates in this land yet, so we just need to wait time and see what happens. Thank you.
In all the work that the Australians have done, have they ever detected any Fusarium loxosporum strains infected other than the two unique biotypes?
Of course, they have a whole bunch of, they have race one, all kind of.
In the work that the Australians have done, have they ever detected race one of the three, or only the Bogabilla and Darling Down biotypes?
As far as I talked to Paul Wang, I mentioned here on the list, that on his chart, he has everything.
I looked at everything.
I mean, he doesn't show those things, but he has everything.